Joseph and his brother's story. Genesis chapter 42 to Genesis chapter 45. The famine affected every country in the world, and people came to Egypt to buy grain. When Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, he told his son to go to Egypt to buy grain. Joseph's 10 brothers went to Egypt to buy grain. The youngest son of Jacob, Benjamin, did not go with them, because Jacob was afraid that something bad will happen to Benjamin. Joseph was the governor of Egypt, and he was in charge of selling grains to all the people. When Joseph's brothers saw Joseph, they didn't recognize him. Joseph saw them and immediately knew they were his brothers. Joseph pretended not to know his brothers. Joseph said, "Where do you come from?" Joseph's brothers answered, "We came from Canaan to Egypt to buy grain." Joseph said, "Guys, we are 12 brothers of a father who lives in Canaan. One is at home with our father, and the other is no more." Joseph denied their excuses. Joseph demanded that they bring their youngest brother, Benjamin, to him, but until then, he will take one of them as prisoner. Reuben said to his brothers, "Did I not tell you not to harm the boy? Now Joseph's blood is calling out for revenge against us." Joseph heard what Reuben said, and he turned away to cry. Then he took Simeon and bound him before his brothers. Joseph told his servants to fill their sack with grains along with each one's money for the grains. During the journey, Joseph's brothers stopped to rest. As each man opened their sack to give grain for their donkeys to eat, each man found their money in the sack. Then Joseph's brothers returned to Canaan and told their father all about it. They told Jacob that if they were to return to Egypt to buy grains, they will have to take Benjamin along. Jacob denied their request and will not let Benjamin go with them. Then Reuben spoke up, "Let Benjamin travel with us to Egypt. If Benjamin did not come back to you, you can kill both of my sons." But Jacob still would not let Benjamin go to Egypt, because he didn't want to lose Benjamin like he lost Joseph. Once again, there is no more food left, and Jacob told his sons to go to Egypt to buy grains. After numerous times of persuading their father to let Benjamin go with them, Jacob agreed to let Benjamin go. Jacob told his sons to bring balm, honey, spices, and myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds as gifts to Joseph. Jacob also told his sons to take double portion of money with them because of the incident last time. When Joseph's brothers arrived at Egypt, Joseph asked his servants to bring them to his house to have dinner. Then Joseph raised Simeon and gave back him to them. Joseph's brother brought out